Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday. It's 3 o'clock. We didn't have this last week, Tuesday at 3 o'clock. It was really disappointing because you were flying back from Green Bay.
Yes,
Elliot,
that's right.
Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks. What's up, man?
You know, just at the NovaCare today. It's always exciting times with this team.
Was it a little leaky over there?
I didn't see any leaks. I think they're going to probably try to tighten those leaks up if I had to guess after this.
Well, you know, when we started the show, Elliot, want to get your take on this. It's like, the last 2 weeks of Eagles for what is purported to be the best organization in the city, one of the best organizations in the NFL. They have a wide receiver who has been so disruptive, they can't figure out a way to stop him, so they have to do a dog and pony show meeting in front of the media with it, and then they throw him the ball 100 times just to get him to stop doing it. Then to this, leak about the quarterback for a culture-centric football team that happens to be 8-2. This is an incredibly bad look, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the Jalen stuff is a way worse look than the AJ stuff for what it's worth. I understand tying them together because it's 2 weeks of drama that they're creating themselves.
Yep.
You know, I think sometimes it's all the media's like AJ created all his stuff and now they are leaking. Somebody is leaking to D-Gun, somebody, people, whoever, and that's creating that. So I do think the Jalen stuff is a bad look because it is painting your franchise guy in a poor light. AJ's thing was at least him complaining about wanting the ball, which we can debate whether he should, shouldn't, obviously, probably shouldn't. But at least he really wasn't intentionally ripping other people. Right? It was mostly about him. Now, the result of what he talked about resulted in a conversation about other people. To me, I just think to the Jalen stuff, whoever told D-Gun that, it's a lame move by them. Right, like to throw Jalen under the bus when I'm not saying Jalen's been great this year. I don't know like how great of a teammate he is. Like whatever, I'm just saying to go to the media if whoever did that is definitely a bad look.
You know, Ike, you brought up Bill Belichick earlier, right?
Yeah.
And to compare to what is happening now to what would happen in that sort of in that situation.
Yeah,
I'll take you to 2018 Minneapolis. Malcolm Butler does not play in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. 7 years later, almost 8 years later,
don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, there are certainly people within that organization who know why Malcolm Butler didn't play in that football game. Malcolm Butler knows why he didn't play in the football game. I'm sure his teammates know why he didn't play in the football game. There's coaches, there's PR people that all know why he didn't play in the football game. Here we are 8 years later and nobody has said it. And a game that they lost because they could not stop the other team from scoring.
Yep.
Right? And here we are in this, and this team is 8-2 and cannot stop people within the organization, whether with their name or without their name, from putting blame on somebody else as to why the offense is not as good as it should be.
You know me, I'm not a big win-loss record guy. Right?
Never.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I do think this team is unique in the way that they are an 8-2 team that does not have an 8-2 offense. Right.
Oh, so, for sure.
So
yeah.
I think often when a team has a great record, the reason it's rare to see this type of stuff is because it's, well, whose job, say, like, what's the incentive to do it? You're winning. Like, in 2017, there was really none of this. In 2024, there was really none of this. Both sides, 2022, nothing really. There was no incentive for anybody. I think what's happening is 11 or 10 games into the season, there is legit frustration as to why this offense is not clicking. And I think there's a bunch of different reasons for why it's not clicking. I guess we can talk about the substance of what was actually reported.
Yep.
But in terms of why it's these leaks are coming out, I think it's because the offense isn't good and everyone's trying to like explain to different people why they think it is.
No, they're trying to explain why it's not
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cover
right.
your ass.
It's not
right.
them.
It's
yes.
all cover your ass. That's
yes,
what it is.
Because yeah. there, Jalen isn't the sole reason. It's not saying that he isn't part of the reason, mm-hmm. but there are other components of the offense that isn't playing up to the level that's expected, which is a big part of the reason. This has never been a pass-first offense. I don't care how much they want to be. I don't care how much they want to be. They aren't. Mm-hmm. The quarterback doesn't pass. He doesn't pass with regularity and consistency enough for it to be an explosive passing offense. He never really has, except for 1 year, and that was 22 touchdowns. So he's never been the type of quarterback that you say, we can lean on you when everything else isn't working. He's not Josh Allen. He's not those guys. He's not that type of player. And he's never been that type of player, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's always been someone that you put the right pieces around him and he's going to make the right decisions that lead you to winning football games. He plays winning football versus hero football versus loser football versus crumbling in the big moments type of football. Yeah. I can give you plenty of those examples of guys, and some of them threw 30-something touchdowns in the season and they'll still throw four picks in a big game. This kid won't do that. So for the Eagles to expect that to be what they are expecting, I think it's foolish thinking, quite frankly. It just is. So you can say, well, we got a $30 million receiver. We got another $25 million receiver, all this other stuff. The bottom line is this is who we decided to hitch our wagon to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy helped lead us to a Super Bowl. And won the Super Bowl. He helped win a Super Bowl. Not saying he was the driving force. We argued this all offseason. None of that has changed. You know what has changed? The supporting cast ain't supporting. That's what's changed.
Well,
the supporting cast ain't playing at the same level that they were playing at last year.
And so one of my biggest
that
takeaways
starts up front.
One of my biggest takeaways from Sunday night was we might have to reshape. I think the narrative around the Eagles offense or how we talk about it is they're underperforming, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're not, they should be top five in points and they certainly shouldn't be in the 20s and all that. Maybe the talent on offense is not as good as we think. Cause I watch the talent on the Lions offense and I watch the talent on the Eagles offense. And I can tell you by a mile, Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams were the best two skill players in that game. They had a level of explosiveness I have not seen from Eagles players this year. Maybe Devontae to an extent. Mm-hmm. Saquon has had a play or two. But when I watched Gibbs run, I was thinking, like, I haven't seen that this year. I've been right? So the skill players, I think that they're worn down from last year. I think as a result, they're not as explosive. The offensive line has been banged up all year. And so we look at this offense, and this relates to Nick and Petullo a little bit. And they hold ultimately, they hold the most blame for this. They're the head coach and they're the coordinator. They have to get better results. It's a result-based business. But I also think that we think they have so much talent on offense, and maybe those players are not as good this year as we think they are.
Yeah, Jack and I were talking about the other day. I don't think it's too different, at least this year, than when we think about the Phillies. Like, those are big names who make tons of money. Just because you pay somebody a lot doesn't make them as talented.
So here would be a difference to me. Is that I think one of the reasons they look slow and worn down this year is because of last year. I'm just being honest. Like, I think the reason the offensive
they
line
played as
yeah,
many
they played
games
a ton of football
did,
last year.
Yeah.
The offensive line is worn down from now. The receivers, maybe you're right. There's no real. They were running a lot. They weren't getting the ball.
Right.
But I do think it's probably no coincidence that in 2023 and 2025, both years where they came off the Super Bowl, the offense has looked like this. And in 2022 and 2024, 2 years they didn't, they were really good.
Well, and to me, the offense thing, and again, this will sound like a defense of Petullo, but it isn't. Because I don't know if he's a good offensive coordinator or not. I just know what I know. And what I know is the offense last year did not throw the ball well. They were 29th in the NFL in passing. They're 28th this year. The difference between last year and this year is they ran the ball incredibly well. The
Agreed.
Offensive line was dominant. Saquon was dominant. And that's the difference. That's all, that's really
yeah.
all it is.
Can't even blame the defense.
And the offense, the offensive line was way better last
year. That's what I'm saying. The offensive
pass
line was
blocking as well, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just like in general.
On both sides. And we had the same issues. We were talking about route trees and creativity and blah, 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 blah. We were talking about all that same stuff. We're talking about A.J. not being happy last year. We're talking about A.J. not being happy with Jalen last year. We ran the ball like a team has never run the ball in the regular season of the playoffs, and that made the difference. And there is no, there's like, you look at the two games that they performed best offensively this year, I think were Minnesota and the Giants. Yep. The Minnesota, we talked to Jordan about it. They ran the ball really well in that first drive.
It got the passing game going.
And it got the pass game going. The Giants, we had 200-yard rushers, and Jalen ends up throwing four touchdowns. And this all circles. It might circle back to Jalen in that if you, and this is what Ike just said, if you need the quarterback of this particular quarterback on this particular team to be the do everything, sling it around, but he's not. But like, no complaining publicly about what he is or is not is going to change what he is.
Well, and the other thing I'll say too about the substance of what D. Gunn reported, right? In terms of Jalen not throwing into tight windows or Jalen holding onto the ball and like patting the ball, right? And Jalen has deficiencies as a player.
Yes,
sure.
But here's the thing. Every player has deficiencies.
Yes.
Saquon is not a great pass catcher. He's not. He's an awesome runner. He's maybe the best running back in the NFL. They have tried to throw it to Saquon. It just doesn't really work. It works sometimes. Like, he's made some plays.
Well, I don't see him dropping passes.
Well, he dropped the one against the Falcons. He dropped a touchdown.
Last year?
Yeah, I'm saying he's not a great. I'm saying that, like, he is not a great receiver. He just isn't. Yeah. Like, he is a great runner.
He can't be great at everything.
That's the point. That's the point I'm making about whoever this is criticizing Jalen. Jalen does have deficiencies. No question about it. But he also has a lot of things he does really well. And so whoever it is, person, people, whatever, that are deciding to blame Jalen, he is also a huge part of the reason people in that organization have a Super Bowl ring on their finger.
Damn right.
He absolutely is. Like, we're not trying to get into a debate about how much he had to do with it. But
sure.
I said all offseason, I think he's the main reason, because I think the quarterback is always the main reason to me, right? Mm-hmm. But that does not mean that Jalen is a perfect player. He does have deficiencies, but I just think it's unfair to only point at his deficiencies and not other, like, other players on offense also aren't good at certain things.
I'm going to just say this. Devontae has been outstanding this year. The one game he hasn't been is when they forced the ball the other way.
I agree.
Yes, but we just saw on Sunday night.
He just had his worst game Sunday night of the season.
I was shocked they did that. Me and you talked pregame.
Well, it was embarrassing.
And I was saying, I think there's no way they'll force the ball to AJ. And they'll say up and down that it's not what they did.
Of course it's what they did.
There were two manufactured touches to him where they threw it to him behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
By the way, you want to talk about deficiencies in a player's game. AJ is not great in that type of situation.
No, of course not.
He's not an elusive player. He has a lot of strengths. He's, you know, he has strong hands. He's great at winning jump balls, all that stuff. But you saw in that game, they were like, let's try to get AJ the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And he had 12 targets for 49 yards.
Now, Jack was wondering how Elliot would twist this to get me on the other side, and he just did it.
Yep.
And yeah, I'll address it in a moment. Yes.
Another thing might annoy you too.
Oh, I'm sure you have plenty. 215-592-9494. You know who's not going to annoy you, who's not going to agitate you, who's not going to make you feel like Elliot? Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai, it takes the stress out. It's nothing like Tuesdays with Elliot. Colonial Hyundai, all right, I got three zeros for you. One is you get it no matter what happens. Zero stress at Colonial. And right now at Colonial, with your choice of a new Palisade, a Santa Fe, a Tucson, any new Hyundai, you get your choice. Zero down, 0% financing. only at Colonial. It all comes along with zero stress. Also, they're going to lower your stress by making sure that you get the highest trade-in values. Consistently recognized in Delaware Valley for giving the highest trade-in values, a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade. And also lowering your stress by knowing that you get America's best warranty with that brand new Hyundai. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. No stress, no pressure, zero down, 0% financing. Route 30 in Downingtown is where Colonial Hyundai is, or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. In stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease tier one credit through HMF. 10,000 miles per year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Okay. The only thing I would say, Elliot, about what you just said.
Yes.
As you say, it isn't fair to make Jalen the main character in the deficiencies of the offense this year. But you did say that Jalen was the main reason they won the Super Bowl
last year. If it came across that I was saying it's not fair to make Jalen the main thing, then maybe I'm misspeaking. What I'm saying is I think it's unfair to only point out Jalen's deficiencies and blame everything on him.
All right, that's fair.
But I will say, too, that whoever feels this way about Jalen, I wonder if he feels that way when they win all the time. Because I do not think it's fair for him. And I've been on all season. When the offense has not played well, I have said it's Jalen. That it can't be both ways. It can't be when they're good, it's because the roster's loaded, the GM's the best in the league, and all that. And then when they're bad, it's Jalen.
Yes. I agree with you on that one. And you know, it's funny with the Jalen thing with me specifically, because one thing I never get mad at players for being is exactly what they've always been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get mad at a player who
Hold on, except for one guy.
Who?
Bomer.
Well, and Ben.
Well, yeah.
And Ben.
Yeah. Well, but to me, the problem is that I wasn't fighting, like, I wasn't mad at Ben. I was mad at everybody who said that Ben could play the way he could.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, there's
that's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not mad at Jalen for not being able to throw the ball all over the field, because I don't think he can do it. Mm-hmm. Like,
is a little bit of I was right.
Well, no.
A little bit.
Well,
that's okay.
But it is what it is.
We cooked.
We cooked.
Well, hold on. You guys were not right about Jalen. Just to put that out there.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Hold on. They're 8-2. He's probably going to win another Super Bowl this year.
They have the 25th ranked offense in the NFL.
I agree.
They're probably going to win another Super Bowl this year.
The offense has, if we really want to get into this, and I guess we will.
Yeah, what do you think we're doing?
The offense has been good enough to get them to 8-2. They absolutely have.
But
No one says this about defense.
The defense has also been good enough. No. When a team wins 37-34, nobody goes, defense played well enough to win. Nobody says that. Scoring 10 points and then scoring 16 points and scoring one touchdown is not, well, we played well enough to win.
But they didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, but that's different from saying that is optimal.
Right. I'm not saying it's optimal. Okay. I agree. But what I'm saying is, if, and maybe I won't put you to it, if like someone's takeaway from this season is Jalen is not as good as everyone said he was, I don't have that takeaway.
I mean, it depends on how good everyone said he was.
Yeah.
He's not the second best quarterback in the NFL, like you said he was.
Well, I think he still is.
Oh, okay.
Well, because my reasoning was never based off of his passing yards or stats. My reasoning was he wins all the time.
Okay,
and he's still winning all the time.
So wait, so when he has a perfect quarterback rating, you don't quote the stats?
No. But I'm saying I didn't quote the stats when I said he was the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, because the stats were bad.
No, but the stat with the winning wasn't. That's why I always had him number two.
This doesn't work.
Can I do one more thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm still not over you saying they're probably going to win the Super Bowl.
They're probably going to win the Super Bowl.
They're going to the Super Bowl. I've already thought about where we should go out to eat in San Francisco.
Great. Some ragtag hotel.
Exactly.
Leave you in charge.
Redeem myself.
Did you find the Michael Jackson impersonator last time?
I would love to have him.
Yeah, what Best Western are we eating there?
Yeah, exactly. I'll look up biggest chains in San Francisco. We'll go eat.
Wow, the Hard Rock.
Elliot found this place called Applebee's.
I thought it was a nice place. Honestly, in retrospect.
Hugh fell asleep at dinner.
I wish we would have just gotten up when we were like, we're going to leave in a minute. Well, I wish we would have just gotten up
Was the sign for you when they didn't come and take our order for the first 35 minutes
right,
we were there?
We've been there 40 minutes.
I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. It didn't feel like that long to me. All right.
It never feels that long when you're surrounded by good friends.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. I'm done saying Jalen is a conservative quarterback. I think he's a smart quarterback.
Ah.
Everyone keeps saying the offense is conservative. Jalen is conservative, right? Mm-hmm. I think that has a negative connotation. I think he's a smart quarterback. He is smart with the football. He doesn't turn it over. He doesn't put it in harm's way. and they win all the time. I think that's smart. That's not being conservative.
All right. I mean, of course he's conservative. It's both.
But it's smart. I think when you say it's conservative, it's like, well, he has this deficiency. Like, it's not a bad thing how he handles the football.
Well, do you
it
think,
can hurt them at times, I agree, but it is a net positive.
Well, maybe. I mean, if they scored 5 more points a game and he threw 5 more interceptions, do you think that would be a net positive?
No.
So you think if he had 6 interceptions, but they were averaging 28 points a game instead of 23, you don't think that would be a net positive? Of course it would.
Well, I don't think it's an of course, because what if in, like, we'll use 6, right? What if he had 3 interceptions in 2 games and they lost two fewer games? Like, I don't think
score more points.
Yeah, but I don't know if that would definitely lead to wins. I know that turning the ball over definitely leads to losing.
Well,
what if you
had the same amount of wins? What if you're still 8-2?
Well, then sure, I guess. If they were still 8-2, but they averaged 5 more points and he had 6 more, sure.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I think the way that he controls the ball leads to wins.
Well, but so does, like, scoring more points.
But not as much as not turning the ball over.
Yes, it does.
I don't think it does.
Josh Allen, they just scored 44. He turned the ball over twice. They scored 44 points. He had 6 touchdowns. Do you think that was a net positive game?
So they are 40-2 when they win the turnover battle. I do not think there is another stat you could find that would have as high of a winning percentage as that.
So Jack sent along some stats of Jalen when the Eagles allow a certain number of points.
I saw this.
Yeah.
He sent it to me, too.
Okay.
Should make sure you all saw it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to find it.
I didn't get it.
Okay. Yeah.
You bother me with these things.
You're not a statsman.
I get a lot of texts from Jack. Essentially, what it shows is when they give up a low number of points, the Eagles win the game. When they give up more points, his wins decrease. And part of that is like, it's true. I know you throw your 30 or more pass attempts or whatever out there. It would be nice if they could score more points if you could throw the ball.
So I agree with you. It would be better, and they would be a better team with a better chance of winning the Super Bowl if they scored more points. I agree with you. But I think, ultimately, when you win at the level they are, and they are telling you that turning the ball over is the most important thing, or lack thereof, then I think we should believe them because the results speak for themselves.
Don't you think that he is conservative in part because he's not great at throwing, and it would lead to more interceptions?
Yeah, but I think that's smart.
Here we go. Jalen Hurts' record. When teams... This cannot be correct.
Yeah, right? It also seemed dead wrong, to be honest, but it was in the middle of the game, so I feel like moving on.
Okay. No, it's right because they're not all combined. When a team scores 20 or more points against the Eagles with Jalen Hurts as quarterback, the Eagles are 22-20.
So that just seems wrong to me. How many career losses does he have?
Well, he had 6 in 2023.
Right. He has 2 this year. He had, I think, he had three last year. No, 2. He had 2 last year.
How many career interceptions?
No, this is total losses Jalen has.
Oh.
No, he had 3 last year, didn't he?
Well, he only lost 3 games and he wasn't in the Washington game.
It was 8 his first year.
Oh, right.
So 8.
Although, did he play all 17?
No. In 2021, he didn't play all 17.
Right.
Regardless, I don't think it's going to lead up to 20. And so we're telling me he's lost every game where they've given up over 20 points?
No,
that just seems wrong to me.
No, he hasn't lost 20 games.
You should look it up. This could actually easily be looked up.
Jack, what do you send me this
but
tweet
while,
for?
While he looks this up, what I will say
is 57 and 29. Right?
So he's 57 and 29.
29. Okay.
Okay. So he does have 29.
I would be curious to know the winning percentage of other great quarterbacks in those exact situations before I take it as a telling thing.
Okay.
Because, like I said,
team is 57 and 29.
Yeah.
Well, now we're doing
well, it. I know. Well, I'm a quarterback win loss guy.
Well, I know, yeah.
But I just think, you know, like when it's, well, should he squeeze it into tight windows more? I agree there are instances where I watch it and I think the offense does not click as much because he will hold on to the ball. But if they keep winning at such a huge rate, I have a hard time telling him, well, then I will change my opinion.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not talking about a team that's 3-0.
But
I'm talking about a team that is 40-2. That's almost 3 full seasons of football with the Super Bowl ring doing it this way.
Yeah. They give up 7 and 9 points in the last 2 games. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, if he had
keep
just,
that defense going, we don't want a lot of 20-13 games.
But then, wouldn't you say it's smart quarterback play to not put the ball in harm's way when your defense is obviously clicking?
No, because I would rather not have every single game come down to, oh no, what if they kick a field goal here?
Well, okay, so let's use an example that I think correlates. And if it doesn't, you can tell me. All right, Nick goes for the tush push in his own end zone or his own 30 at the end of the game. I thought that was a mistake.
Yes.
I would not have done it.
We all agree,
right? But wouldn't that be an example of Jalen throwing an aggressive pass in that same?
No.
Yes, it would be.
No.
Nick was aggressive, and as a result of it, he handed the Lions 3 points.
No.
If Jalen threw an interception, interception at the 30 yard line, we would crush him for being too aggressive in that spot.
Yes, but
so that's what I'm saying. So when you are up 10 and your defense is cruising.
But not every pass is the last play of the game,
agreed,
Elliot.
But the point I'm making here is like the reason we crushed Nick for that is because of the situation,
yes,
right?
Yes, but we're talking about that situation. When they're talking about Jalen not throwing into tight windows, it's the whole game. And if what you're saying is Jalen is not capable of throwing into tight windows, so he doesn't throw it and he takes a sack, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then that would be okay.
Not completely uncapable, but he's not good at it. That's okay. What I agree with.
Sure,
not
you
good
shouldn't
at
try to do things that you're not good at. Yes, absolutely.
I all agree right with that.
Well, and Wednesday's at 6 o'clock. Prove that over and over
thank
and over.
Thank you very
again
much.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
The
wow
last time, I'm never inviting you on again. Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow.
Two of that. I love ESPN. Yeah. Are you kidding? Who's this week's guest on ESPN?
BLG.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the hyphen show.
Who, the crew back.
Who you replaced at one point.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to talk about that.
Okay,
but
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.